Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
Tommy, can you hear me?
All right, now I don't know why it didn't work.
Oh.
Anyway, hi.
And my name is Liz. Hey, my name is Liz. Hi, darling. It feels like, I know it was just the other day, but it feels like 3 weeks ago we did the show. But we did, it was just the other day. It's so weird.
I know.
What is that?
Well, we
don't understand. Good.
We do have a hand raised.
Then let's do it. Let's get to work.
Well, then there you go. There you have it. All right, here we go. This.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Is area code 215.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica. I was just calling for a card.
Oh, she
okay.
needs a card. Let me get it.
Okay.
All right. Well, should I start with the bathroom or the living room? Okay. Hold up. I have to load the database. Oh. Oh, this has been going on. Oh, God. I think I have to get a new iPad. This has been going on too. Yeah, just stand by. Yeah, this has been happening too often where it's not, this isn't good because my life is in this freaking thing. Let's try again. I could probably access it from my phone. Oh, I have to get, like, I you
I'm
know.
I'm not sure I understand. Is there something else I can help with?
Bitch, I'm not talking to you. Siri. Stand by. Let's see if I can do this off of the phone, which I've never done before. I can. Okay, I can. Stand by. You know, I cannot stand a this is loading onto my phone. Okay. Oh, here we go. I got it. I cannot stand a unexpected expense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the iPad the past week or so. And it could be charged, and then I try to put it to power it up, and then it doesn't respond, and then I have to do all these things to conjure it into working. Damn it, man. Okay. And it's an iPad Pro, so it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like the one that almost looks like a Mac.
Yeah.
But you have served me well. I think I've had this one for about 6 years. You've served me well. I'm not mad at you. Okay. But I have this on my phone, which I've never done before. Like, God, on the phone, it's 102 pages of messages.
Good Lord.
On the phone. All right. Okay, miss, I'm ready when you are. So this is the beginning of it. Okay. Oh, God, this is so weird on the phone. Okay. And I have to expand it. Oh, this is so weird. Okay, the number is 910.
Mm.
Okay, here we go. This is so just bear with me because it's the interface. Okay. The energetic charge of abrupt change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive.
Hmm.
Let me read that again. This is okay. Oh, actually, if I change the view, I just changed it to landscape view. It's easier to read. Okay, sorry guys, I've just never read it this way. Here we go. The energetic charge change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive. 910.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of feelings that come with that message because when something shocking does happen, like you're stunned, and I think it's that moment when you are just sort of knocked out of your general routine, and before you immediately react, there's that moment where you're like, whoa, what is going on? And I think that allows for that receiving, if you're aware enough to just say, well, before I get into defense mode or whatever, that brief moment where you can be clear-minded enough to make a choice, like, okay, let's just see what's going on. It can be that subtle. Then you can assess without again going into that default mode. But with the numbers of 910, I mean, it is, and it ends up being a one. It ends up being about a new beginning. But it's like the nine leading into that is about the big tumultuous changes and transformations that come with that nine. But it's also, nine is bigger picture. It's bigger picture, and also it's about letting go. So there's a lot happening with that beginning number. The one is the self and who you identify as that central number. So it is obviously a direct impact on what is going on with you. And to elevate it, on the other side of that is that zero, which is everything and nothing. Sometimes in numerology, when I do readings, that zero acts as a nine and can be translated as a nine. But it also, it's not a nine. It can be, that's the same vibe, but it's not, because it is about seeing everything. It's almost it is in the sequence of events. You have this nine, which you think, oh, that's the ending, and then you have a one, which is the new beginning. And as you're looking at that sequence, it's ending, new beginning, everything. So 910, that's everything. So then you have choices to make. But it's on a different level, because you've emerged and you've gone through a process of one through nine, and you've gone through everything. So now it's looking at the bigger picture, including what you just went through a different lens of saying, okay, so now I've gone through this stuff. What would I want differently for me, or what would I want to experience, knowing what I know now? And so that zero then becomes the new field of possibility. And as long as you're aware, like the message is saying, the awareness and the consciousness, then there isn't this need to go back into another predictable cycle. It can move forward into saying, okay, I have some familiarity with what I can do, and now I'm going to experience something beyond that. And even if it seems similar, like maybe this seems like the same situation, because you have that experience, you can draw from that and choose differently to make it a different experience. Even though you have maybe lived it before, your experience of it will be different, because your awareness of who you are, and I think that's the big change. That's why that one, and they're showing me, that's why that one is that central number, is because it's still the self in this form. It's still you. So the perspective then is going to be from the inside out, and not because of conditions around me is how it's going to affect me. It's like you've integrated all of that and you've turned it back out. So now how you respond is because of from something inside of you. And that's what changes your environment. Even if it seems on the surface, the same situation, it's not, because you, within your innate wisdom, you have changed. So therefore your environment will change. Anyway, that's what I got.
Wow, well said. Well said. And I managed to get the iPad working, but I have to get a new one, but at least I got it working for now. Anyway, well, thanks for calling.
What do you think there?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. That's a perfect message for everything that I'm going through. Yeah, I'm like, I'm in this like dreamy place and creating here, and dreams are coming true. So it's like I like hearing the card, because it helps me like just kind of process on another level. Like, it's everything that's been coming up, but I'm like, I have been looking for like, okay, I'm going to do this different, and what do I want to create here, and let me be in an empowered state rather than like running the same, like I've been in similar situations and I know the responses from people. So I'm like, okay, how are we doing this different? And I got clarity this morning, and I was like, let me just get a card too. So yeah,
good.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
great.
Very
reading.
Good. Well, good luck with
all
that.
Have
That's
a great day.
Wonderful. You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's pretty good. Let's see here.
Yeah, it was weird, though. That was just weird. Like, I don't like, I want my stuff to work. Anyway. But that's a good message, though. Never saw that one before. No, that was really good.
Yeah, that
and,
is.
And how you broke it down was great. We make a good team.
We
should do a show together. Oh, 12 years later. 13 years later. I don't even know. When's our anniversary? And how many years? I think we're going on 13 in October.
I think so.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway. The full moon.
Was that last night?
Well, I think last night going into today. It's August 1st. But
no
August
wonder,
because
I
crazy.
Was exhausted when I got home. Yesterday, I spent the day hanging out with my aunt and taking care of things. You know, she had called me the night before and wanted to, let's go, you know, take a breakfast or go out to eat. And I'm like, all right, what else do we need to do? She had some errands to run. And of course, I was, you know, gone all day. And so I wanted to, enjoy the day, get some things done. It was nice to hang out with her. But goodness, I just wanted to rest. Like, this past week has been very, very busy with driving. And that was the last couple of weeks. It's been, you know, driving. I've driven to Florida twice.
Yeah,
I've had a lot going on. So it was just nice to take a break. But yesterday, anytime I have time with my aunt, it's like, oh, we have other things to look at. And in fact, I'm meeting with her again today. She wanted to get her eyes checked. She wanted to go get an eye appointment while we were at Costco. And I haven't. I've been needing to do it too. And I usually go to a different place. But I'm like, okay, well, I'll check out
that's
Costco.
Good.
So we went ahead and got appointments. And so, but now there's like other stuff that has to happen. It's like, all right, now I've got to fill out paperwork and I got to fill out paperwork for her. So there'll be things to do today. But when I got home last night or yesterday, I immediately went back to my room with the intention to just go lie down, take a nap.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I wasn't out for 8 hours, like my normal naps are, but I felt like I slept very deeply. Like, I don't remember any dreams. I was just like, I just need to lie down. It was maybe like a little power nap, but it was what I needed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't think and to be fair, there is a World Cup happening. And all the stuff is happening, you know, in the middle of the night for us. So I wasn't planning on staying up because I just can't continue doing it. It's too much. But I did stay up for the first half of our match. I mean, the match started at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and
girl.
It was not good. Like, we were not doing really well. I'm like, I cannot. I'm tired already.
You jet lag now.
Yeah. So yeah. I had to put the phone down. Of course, my phone is still didn't charge all the way. So like when you were talking about your iPad, I'm like, yeah, my phone didn't charge all the way.
Oh, of course.
So this is like some of the full moon stuff.
All the time.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, so for those of you maybe following or thinking about World Cup soccer, we drew our match. It was a 0-0 tie with Portugal, but we were definitely outplayed, and we are not looking very good.
Ooh.
But we move on. We move on to the next round.
We do.
But we are hanging on by our fingernails. Like, nothing is. It's a different vibe, and it's been like that for a couple of years at least since this coach has taken over and post COVID. But it's interesting. you know, as things are shifting, is we're so used to being the dominant team, and now, like, no one's afraid of us. You know, we have young people on our team, and it's just this, you know, harbinger of change. But it's the growth that's necessary, because you might not be on top of the game all the time, but you're going to be up there. It's just you have to make those adjustments. And so I feel for them, because, you know, we're wanting to do well. We always want to win. But, you know, these things will happen, and we learn from it. And, we're so used to having such a positive result for a large chunk of time that, this might be that last little bit that pushes the necessary changes, whether it's personnel or attitude or training. Like, there's always something that's going to trigger a response. But of course, you still want to go out on top. But anyway, you know, I was thinking about you, because you're half Panamanian, half Colombian, right?
Oh yeah.
Both teams were in the World Cup.
yes. What did we do?
Well, Panama's out of the group stage.
Oh,
so this, like, we're still in the group stage. So the first three games. Colombia, however, is doing
play.
really well.
Yeah, we do.
They are in the same group with Germany, which Germany is ranked number 2 in the world. They beat Germany in their group game.
Get out of here.
3-2.
All right.
No, they're doing really, really well. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And there's a player on their team who is now 18 years old, but she has been on their national team. Well, she's been, you know, playing for Colombia, whether it's on the senior team or in the youth stages, for, you know, a few years now. But she's...
Oh, wow, she's a baby. Wow.
Yeah. Linda Caicedo. She is on the rise. She
nice.
Is, I haven't heard the whole story, but she had been she is a cancer survivor. She's already had a battle with cancer, but she's back. And I want to say this is like when she was 15. It's crazy. It's crazy. Here she is now on the senior national team. She's a professional soccer player, plays in Spain.
Good for her. That's gorgeous. I love hearing that.
Yeah. And so that's the future. That's the future. And she is like just kicking ass and taking names at this World Cup. She's doing so well. So that's what's been interesting, is for me to watch these games and hear the stories. I watch the games like on an app on Fox, but I don't really listen to the commentary there, because it's horrible. It's all U.S. centric. You know, like, there's so many other, there's, you know, 31 other teams that are in this competition, and they all have great stories. And I love my team. I love the U.S. national team, but it's, there's so much more to this tournament than, you know, the perceived winners and they've always done really well. They've either won it or they've, you know, come in second. You know, it's something like, it's basically they're always up there. But I love that when people get in on the cycle with watching a team, any team, but particularly the U.S., they put themselves in situations where you see the struggle, because they're so used to winning that when they don't, that becomes a story of the struggle, and then you want to cheer for them, because they kind of put themselves in an underdog situation, or you forget that they're not really the underdogs, they're really top dog, they're just having a rough time.
Right.
But you get sucked into the story, because it's about the people, and you want them to do well, you want everyone to do well. So I think what's happening is this changing of what it means to be in competition or to be competitive and what that brings out versus who you are as a person, and and perhaps what you have to do or what you have had to do to win, whatever that means. So it, you know, in any sports, you score more than the other team, you win. That's pretty straightforward. But it's how you do it, you know, and it's who do you become in the process of doing that? And is that also a win? Or is it like, you know, you won, but it was ugly, you know? You know, so you have these different ways of looking at it, and perhaps this is the evolution of that as isn't just about winning. And there's a lot more I can go on this, because it's a whole thing with the women's teams, many of them in this competition. One, because it's a women's team, it's not the main issue or the main concern or the main attractor for any of these federations. It's the men's team, usually, the men's side, that will get the attention, the investment, and has been getting the investment since this game in particular started. So to have a women's side and to have a successful women's side means different things. You can be still be successful, but not, but still not get the same types of support that you would have given to the men's side. So a lot of these federations are dealing with backlash from their teams, from their players, pointing out major issues with staffing, with coaching, with financial support, with training. So there's so much more that's happening than just the game. And it's why people who say, well, just keep politics out of sports. And this is not about, you know, politics that we think of. We think about office politics. There are issues going on with that too, like, you know, how you feel so-and-so is doing in your company and how it's affecting everything. That's exactly what they're doing. This is their office politics, a lot of it. But it's something that you see time and again. So as we start changing things and as people start shifting their attention, it's not just about the game. Sometimes the game is a bigger game. And when you get people like Linda Caicedo, who is only 18, but has already not only gone through cancer, but apparently because of how talented she is for her national team, she's this year has been to, this is her third World Cup tournament.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Because this is for the senior
level.
She's done two other World Cups for her age group, like for the youth, whatever, under, you know, under 18 or under whatever, 15. This is just earlier within this year. So she's been representing her country at these major tournaments and doing well.
Amazing.
So,
wow.
So you know, we have all these different layers of what's going on in the world, and so when you get a lot of people with eyes on what is supposed to be entertainment, sports entertainment, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot with how people function or dysfunction. You know, elite athletes are a different bird. You know, they do certain things because that is their job, and they know that their job has a short lifespan. You know, you're only going to be doing this for so long before your body will not be able to handle it. So if even on even in this tournament, I just mentioned an 18-year-old from Colombia, but there's also a 40-year-old from Canada who's like a Canadian soccer legend and has scored the most international goals, male or female, you know, ever. And she's still playing. She might be retiring pretty soon because she ain't moving fast, but she's still there, you know, 40. 40
Amazing.
Years old. The youngest is a 16-year-old from South Korea. So
crazy.
That's crazy. she could be playing her mom, you know, for, you know, it's like, that's really young. But you see how they all are on this stage, and you see where they fit in or where they try to fit in and what they're trying to do. And of course with sports, it's about the youth, right? Because you have to have that type of energy and that type of agility. But then how does it translate once you're out of that spotlight? You know, when you move on to something else, you know, what do you do? I just think it's interesting to see all of the cycles. And you know, as a kid, I used to get into, like, the Olympics. That was what was – we had all eyes on the Olympics every 4 years, both seasons, you know, summer or winter. And we just really got into it. And I totally got sucked in to all the human stories of, oh, this is, you know, she had to wear sandbags on her feet to strengthen her legs. I'm like, what? What's going on there? That was a gymnast from China. I remember because my brother and I were still talking. We still talk about, remember that girl who had to, you know, she, and they all look like they're, you know, six, but they're,
right.
They're, but they're, you know, allegedly, you know, 15 or, you know, 18 or whatever. They're like, no, they look like they're children, you know?
Crazy.
So these are things that I still remember. And it's always been an interest to me to see how people do what they do and become as, you know, for lack of a better word, as perfect as possible to do what they do. But then as I got older and I saw and heard more, it's like, wow, you know, they're really doing a lot to their bodies at such a young age and for a prolonged amount of time. That when they are done, it's like, wow, it's, they're done because their bodies can't maintain that level anymore. But they have so much experience now and they've seen so many things. And some of it's not been pretty, you know, with abuses and as well as, you know, successes. So there's always another side to it. And I feel like by watching this tournament in particular and the stories that come with it, to see teams, so not just individuals, but teams acting as teams on the field and off the field, wanting to improve their situation and knowing that if they can improve their situation, then that would inspire others to do the same.
Yeah, so, cheers.
Yeah. And so it is an ongoing process, and that's where I see, like, the U.S. team has sort of, in a sense, taken the lead in that, and they know that as they're doing this, they're being consulted by other teams from other countries. Like, how did you do this? You know, what can we do? Because we need support too. We need to get this going in our federation, and you know they're not paying us, or they're not, you know, so everyone's trying to help out. So there is so many other things happening. It's not just a game. Like that's what gets you there, but that's not what keeps you there. Whether you're an athlete or a fan, there's so much more that you can relate to. So I'm working on very little sleep, basically. I have to go into an eye appointment later on today. And I'm like, my eyes are going to be all tired. I'm like, But I completely forgot about the full moon.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
And
but I
really
still felt it.
Go ahead.
Huh? I still felt it.
Of course,
but
you
I still
felt
it.
But you know what, though? I think it's kind of, I think it makes perfect sense in a way that you forgot about it, because for you, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're thinking about it, you'd be like, well, I have to do this ritual and I have to do this and I have to, right? Even though you want to fight against that, right? Mm-hmm. That sort of impulse. So I think it's actually perfect that you forgot. And while it was all taking place, you were immersed in an alternate universe, right?
Mm.
So you were connecting energetically in a global way. And it was outside of the parameters of your critical mind. Your critical mind had nothing to do with anything. You were actually free. You were doing something that was maybe a little unconventional, meaning most people in your time zone, in your area, were probably asleep, right?
Yeah.
You and a couple other freaks were like, you know, going all with the soccer thing. But I think that's really great, because this really energetically is about realization of the self and expressing and embracing self-value, and our favorite word lately, alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and your resistance is lower because this is something that you're doing in private. This is something that you're doing where most people are asleep. This is something that you love to do. And when I'm listening to your talk, I'm like, you got to find a friend who's as crazy as you with the soccer. And you guys need to do a little, even if it's a half-hour show or something, you guys should do a little podcast. Because the way you talk about it, like, this should be on NPR. Like, it's so interesting. I'm not a sports person, but the way you talk about it, it's interesting. Just saying.
Thank you.
It's a suggestion. Because it's good. But I think that this sort of is perfect with what the supermoon represents, and it's about switching things up and doing the work to leave perception of our former selves behind. So I think it's actually perfect that you weren't aware of it.
Yeah.
On a conscious level. I think you were aware of it in terms of the deepest parts of yourself, but oftentimes those selves, it's not tainted by the conscious critical mind. But a little tip that I got that I incorporated, and I want to kind of do this on a daily basis. And I used to do this before, but now I want to do this on a regular basis. So a little tip is when you're getting ready to go to bed, you know, when you're washing your hands, take some salt, preferably sea salt, but it doesn't matter. Take some salt, just a little bit, just a few shakes, and wash your hands to clear any negative ions, negative energy. And then, and I've never done this because I used to do that, but now I want to do that every night. So I started last night. And then I started this morning, and I want to make this part of my routine. And it's easy because I'm a coffee drinker. So as I'm making my coffee, I don't use sugar, but my son uses sugar. So we have sugar. So just take a sprinkle of sugar and wash your hands to invite the sweetness of abundance and sweet energy into your life.
Mm.
So a little tip. So
I like that.
Yeah. So it's not something that you can do to set an intention for the day without overthinking anything. And what's great is that I know you didn't feel the taxation of when you're overthinking the hypervigilant mind. All that comes from trauma response. Yay, I can identify. Mm-hmm. So you're not. So you're sort of you're free and suspended from the hypervigilant mind, but you were immersed in something that makes you feel alive in a sense. The aliveness of this team, these stories, right? You get all into the individuals involved on a global level.
Mm-hmm.
That's freedom, because you're escaping the judging, critical, hypervigilant mind.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So I think it's a happier. Go ahead.
I think about, well, this is some of the things that you had talked about with me during one of my readings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I've spent a lot of, probably not just this lifetime, but many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, gathering information, like as a data collector.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now that, like, old habits die hard, I'm still gathering information because I can't help but see things. But I'm making different connections and seeing other aspects of it instead of focusing on what I feel like is the direct line of this, this, and this, then this. It's oh, because of this, but look at the human interest story here of, so it's not about, oh, we won the game and that's it. It's because we went through the struggle and maybe we didn't win the game. Maybe we just drew even. You know, but we live to play another game, and there, it's like keeping hope alive, you know? So it wasn't about the ultimate win. And we're on top, we get a big trophy, but because it's never about just the very ending, like the reaching of a goal. So I can even, you know, translate that into numerology, you know, how you talk about things. But yeah, I think part of what I get out of it is that even in that struggle to do well, you know, to do just enough to keep going, there are so many other things that are impacted by that. So, like I mentioned a couple of shows ago about the Philippines and their team. So they're out of the group stage. They're eliminated from the competition because only the top two teams out of four in the group can go. they got beat really bad the last game.
Oh.
But everyone, like most of the crowd in New Zealand, which is where they were playing, because New Zealand and Australia are the two nations co-hosting. So half the teams are in Australia, half of them are in New Zealand for their matches. And it doesn't matter because the Philippines is still in that area. They had a lot of fans who were excited about being there for the first time, their team representing on that stage for the first time. So for them, it felt like a home team. Home game, you know, it had so many fans, and even though they lost, and they weren't going to move on, they had felt like everybody just cheering them on, and so they're just very appreciative of that. You know, they were they wanted to do more, but you know, they're also playing a really, really good team, a well-known European powerhouse. But they were just – so it they were not crushed, you know, by that. I'm sure it didn't feel good, but they felt the support from their people, from not just there but abroad. And
beautiful.
And it and they're hoping – you know, what I hope is that everyone there, that their program develops even more because of this. You know, like that's just a start.
Yeah. That's good.
And that's the sort of stuff that, because we don't think about the things that we do, like on a personal level. And, you know, now that we have outlets, we can just share, like, you know, I guess people can share things on Facebook or whatever. But when you see what's going on and you're witness to someone working through their stuff. So in this case, it's not about, oh, we won, we lost. It's, you know, you see people working through things that are coming their way. And sometimes it can be very painful, and it brings up so many other things that are kind of associated with that. But then when you see that transformation, again, it's not that because they're waiting to get a gold medal or a trophy at the end. It's just, it's the recognition that we overcame something and here we are. And we see how other people have responded to it. So while maybe not everyone will get, you know, the fans of the Philippine national team cheering them on, it's it can feel like that sometimes when people can really appreciate your own story and say, oh, well, you know, I really enjoyed hearing this progress, or you know, whatever. Maybe it's not an enjoyment part. It's just like your story touched me, and when you can see the ripple effect, maybe that gets you going. It bolsters your courage to continue to move forward in whatever way that means. So those are the sorts of things that I get when I can appreciate people on a team, and not just because they scored a lot of goals, or, you know, you want to make sure that they're actually nice people, they're good people. And sometimes you don't see where that is expressed until a little bit later on, because there are some people that are really popular, but I'm like, I've seen them play on the field. You know, they seem to play a little dirty. Just because that's partly how they're taught. You know, they're trained to. There's a mentality, and sometimes that mentality is like such a hard ass mentality.
Aggressive?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I don't know anything about the sport, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, but it's sports, you know, so.
Oh, that's true. Competitive.
You know, there's like the, I guess you can, the aggressive energy, the masculine energy tends to play out pretty well. So when you see it balanced out, you know, it can be a little confusing. The other game, the second game the U.S. played, so this morning was the third game. Second game was against the Netherlands, and we drew even with them, but we did score a goal, so that was nice. So this game this morning, like, no one scored anything. It was 0-0. That was a tie. But the Netherlands, there was a little bit of drama. Like, they scored first, and then we finally scored our equalizing goal. But it was the two people that were involved in that, one from each team, our team, and the Netherlands, those two in professional life are teammates that play on the same club in France. But they were against each other, right? In that game, and they were sort of being really rough with each other, and there were words, you know, there were like, there was a foul given. There was like, you know,
drama.
There was drama happening. There was like, you know, yelling. And, you know, the ref was weird. Was trying to do like this, like, everyone play nice, kumbaya moment. Like, weren't having it. And so that was a high drama, and we ended up scoring based on that foul, whatever. I mean, it all worked out. Like, that's how we evened it up. So we, on our side, we got fired up. But at the end of the game, you know, they're hugging each other. You know,
wow, that's
like,
great though.
Yeah, it looked like
they were on stage and now they're backstage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you could be two actors. See, I'm going to take it to my sport. There's two actors, right, playing adversaries, but they're really good friends, you know, once they leave the stage or they leave the set. Same thing.
Right. And they're like, yeah, you know, but they were said, yeah, you know, we were just getting on each other's nerves, and we were, you know, that's how they were playing the game, but they actually are good friends, and they could put those differences aside at the end of the game. So for me, it's like, well, not everything is as it seems, and sometimes you are just playing a role, and that's what you have to do to get through. So it depends on what your goal is, right? If your goal is to be well-liked, you probably will not try to engage in any arguments or confrontations. But maybe that isn't the goal. Maybe it's like figuring out the next thing that you need to move in. But then you have to see how that affects everything else. You know, because there are going to be consequences. Like, a possible consequence of maybe playing that way, playing really rough, even if it's, you know, the people that you like, but they're on the other team, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means someone could get injured if you're not careful.
Right.
And that could be a season-ending injury or a career-ending injury, depending on how crazy it gets. You know, or you could just be out of the tournament, you know, because of it. So there are that leads to missed opportunities, and then you're like, oh, any missed opportunity, any injury, anything that changes a lineup means that there's an opportunity for someone else to step in. So there's always an ongoing issue or string of consequences, and it's never like all good or all bad. It just really depends on what you're looking for.
Yep.
Unless it's you and it's bad for you, and then you can call it whatever you want to call it. But then even that means, you know, maybe you gain an insight. Whereas, you know, if you are physically, like you were telling me, like, oh, yeah, you didn't. It's a good thing you weren't paying attention to what was going on with the moon.
Right. Yeah, actually. I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a different world. You call it an alternate reality. You know, it feels like that sometimes. And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that.
I love that actually. who wants to opt into this insanity? Let me pick another form of insanity to opt into.
Right.
Because this is hello.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I know I've been texting you some stuff, so I don't know what your schedule is like in terms of touching base with our friends for today. I know for a huge chunk of today, I will be out and about with my aunt.
I have to, I'm not going to be around until, I mean, I'm going to be around and then I have to leave to teach in this afternoon. And then I have I'll have a little bit of a window and then after 8 or so, I have a production call. So there's some windows. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
You let me know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
There's a flexibility. What's today? Today's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me just see.
Maybe in the morning.
Possibly tomorrow morning, but I have to leave. I have a window, but then I have to leave here at like 11.
Okay.
So before 11, maybe. Just let me know.
Yeah, because tomorrow evening is shot for me. So I'll look at that.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, you just let me know and we'll make it happen.
Cool.
That's important. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
All right. Yes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, what else is going on? I feel like all I've been doing is driving. So when I can be still.
It feels weird.
It feels great. I'm so appreciative of when I can just be still. So I think I did mention I had to drive to Florida. That was like a work thing of delivering some merchandise down for a friend of ours who was setting up a booth at a conference, and then she called us a few days later and said, would you be able to pick everything back up, whatever's left over, because she said that there were just too many vendors there, and so she didn't sell as much as she thought she was going to sell, but which is she's not used to that. Like, she knew she'd have some back, but not this much. So so we drove down again.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this past week. We drove down again to pick up what was remaining. And it wasn't as much as we started off with, but it was still a good amount. Like, I don't think she wouldn't have been able to pack up that stuff on her own and ship it back.
So it's surplus. It's surplus, but she could still sell it, but she just needed to remove it from the venue.
Right.
Like it's inventory, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand. Okay.
Yeah, it would end up being inventory. I don't think she had put any like specific dates like it's for this convention. I don't think it's that, but
oh, that's good, because that's like a tattoo with your ex-boyfriend's name. You love
right.
your boyfriend.
Right. Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
So she, I think she's just so used to doing so well at these types of conferences because she's like the only one.
Oh, yeah. So she's got a little wake-up call.
Yeah.
So she got to see. Yeah, she experienced what other people experienced.
Right. So she, and she's, you know, this is, she's retired, technically she's retired, so this is like just something she does.
Good for
her,
though. Yeah, good for her. Like, she's active, she's doing her thing. I love that.
And now what's happened is I have to invoice her. I mean, she's given some money, but she put a check in the mail when she was there in Florida. I still haven't received it. But then the second trip was not what we were expecting to do. So
no. Hello.
Yeah.
In addition, balance too. Right.
But also what's happening is that she's asking, she was so appreciative of us being able to take care of that for her.
Yeah.
She's like, well, Alisa, so are you available? Can you help me with some other things? I'm like, I could.
Look at that alignment. Look at that alignment. You didn't even have to think of something specific. Look at that alignment. Right?
Right. Oh, and this is something new. I have a friend of mine from my high school who has been posting on Facebook, and this is not her full-time thing. This is something she's just doing part-time. But she is, she's a travel agent.
Oh!
And she's like, let me know if any of you are interested in you know, becoming part of my team, because it's all online.
Girl.
It's, you know, at home type of thing.
Girl.
Hello.
Look at the universe.
Right. And so I've been seeing these posts. I don't see her stuff very often, but when I do, I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I'm interested because I like to travel.
You are the travel maven.
So I signed up. This was like Sunday. She was trying to get things done before the end of the month, and I'm like, oh yeah, I meant to. When I finally got in touch with her, it was, I think I was visiting my folks in South Carolina, and then stuff happened with my aunt. So I'm like, I need to talk with you later because I have other stuff that's on my mind right now. So she was like, no. Yeah. Because
you're doing less thinking and you're doing more receiving, and that's what this full moon is all about. Less thinking, more receiving. No. This is like, that's why I'm like jumping in. See how you don't have to run things? You're receiving. See, we don't know how to receive. We are so late to the high self-esteem, worthy issues, party of two. That would be us. So to be in, this is all about receptivity. Receiving. Look at you.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I'm excited to learn more. That's what tomorrow night I'll be on a couple of calls to get acclimated. And and so, yeah, might be pimping out the services. Hey, if you are going on a trip, if you need a rental car, if you need, you know, those are things that apparently, I mean,
you know
even,
how to do it from the wine tour business.
Yeah.
This is so, you know what I mean? This is so adjacent.
Yeah. Yeah.
To what
you already
do so well.
And I can obviously book my own stuff, just everyday stuff. Like if I had done this stuff, if I had been able to do it beforehand, before my two trips to Florida, I could have, you know, probably gotten a commission off of a hotel.
Right.
And, you know, rental, whatever.
Well, this is beautiful.
So keep me
That's
in mind
to
learn more about it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to learn more about it. And because it's something that I'm already doing anyway, you know, I'm already looking at flights. I'm already looking at hotels. I'm already doing these things for these upcoming trips with my family.
And you've been doing it for decades.
Yeah.
You've been doing it. and then the logistics, and mm-hmm. then you have this client who wants you to do some things. So look, see, you don't even, there's nothing to worry about. Dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all lining up. And now that I have the iPad is deciding to behave, let's end the show. Yeah, because it wasn't the most comfortable trying to read the message off of the phone.
Yeah.
But I do have to look into investing in a new iPad. And, like, I'm trying to produce a film. Okay, so you don't want any scary. Because that's scary enough, but okay. So much fun. All right. It's loaded. I'm ready when you are.
All right.
Pick. Ooh, quickie. Ooh, it's a quickie. 109.
109. Is it really? Is it really?
Yeah.
109?
Yeah.
We just did 910 earlier, so that's really funny.
Oh, we did. See, I don't even remember because I just, you know what I mean? I'm just the messenger. So it was 901. That was the message when Jessica chose the message.
910. 910 was the.
That's crazy. 109. Ooh. Okay. Here's the message that you picked for all of us. That's crazy. No need in the motives of others unless they resonate with you. Step back. Observe. And allow mutual space and respect to overrule. I'm glad this message came up because something else with the moon, okay, this actually is reminding me another really important point is that you will, when you're in the space of observing contrasting energy from others, it's just a reminder of how far you've gone. And you're going to see that you're not co-signing. And it's very interesting because twice last week, I could just pick up on kind of toxic energy on two different people. There are people I didn't really know. But one was the person that was doing my blowout. And then and she was nice, but it was just like this just dense, toxic energy. And she didn't have the best bedside manner, and I just didn't want. She was nice enough, but I could feel we were just in two different worlds. Mm. And then the other was I met a, I'm going to say, quote unquote friend. Maybe I'll get into it on Thursday's show. Quote, oops, I did it again. No, I didn't. I didn't, but I have a fun story. I have a fun story for Thursday. So I, quote, unquote, met with a friend who lives in my neighborhood, and we were in the middle of this crazy heat wave. So he said, oh, meet me over here. It's like a dive bar, but it's now it's turned into a hipster bar because, hello. So it's a dive hipster bar, but it's been around for like 100 years, but very close to my apartment. And during the heat wave, that's as far as I was going to go. But it was like two friends getting together that I think it might have turned into a date, but I'll get into it on Thursday. But anyway, but we'll get into it on Thursday. But anyway, so the bartender, just that typical character, old school dive bar owner. And so, of course, it's a local bar. And I was talking about my apartment, and he was aware of the housing complex, which is famous in my neighborhood, and I thank God every day. But the energy I felt with this person, like the person who did my hair, just a dense energy. And I triggered him by saying that. And he's like, God has nothing. I'm like, ooh,
oh boy.
God has nothing to do with whatever, whatever. And I'm like, some people just like to get into a debate. I'm like, I am not going to engage with this person. I am going to cut these cords. We're not going to have any cords here. And you're a miserable human being. And I'm going to just change the subject and keep it moving. So this is also about being like you can still share space but not align. But but through the contrast, like I said the last show, the contrast is the gateway to the alignment. Anyway, 109, let's finish the show with your number interpretation.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here we go again. Now, we just talked about all these numbers, but now the zero is what's in the middle, and that is the possibility of everything.
Right.
But so I'm leading with a one, which is a self. So I go into it with whatever I think my perceived understandings of who I am to be.
Right.
Go into that zero of source. And then we come out of it. Well, I come out of it. You can come out of it with this number nine big picture idea or knowledge, experience, wisdom. To just embody. I feel like that's the word that comes with that. Because it still ends up being a one, but now this is like, it feels like it's almost the opposite of what was going on with Jessica and her message because of the number ordering. It just means the transformation is in yourself, but then it, as you're going out of it, and you're just not even going out of it. As you just move through things, this is more about how you can view the world and not have to do anything. Like a nine isn't about having to do stuff. You're going to just do what you do, but it's not with an intention necessarily. Like I have a purpose. It's just being that light. And things will be shown to you as to where you may want to move next, but it's not such a direct, like, I think if you start with that one, it's like, I have an idea. And then nine is like, really? There's so much more to see. So the focus isn't so much on a personal, got to get it done. It's a releasing of that so that more things can become apparent. So I think with the earlier message, it's the same kind of vibe because you're still looking at what's around you, but you realize that you're in it too. You're in it too.
Right.
And you're not, so you're not trying to force anything. You're actually seeing how things unfold and you're trusting that and that you're in it too. You're not immune to anything. But even that wording is a little different because it's not about having to be protected from anything. Right. But it's being so in the flow of things that you can just observe and appreciate it and still experience it without it being like, us against them, right? You're in it. You're all in it.
Yeah.
And depending on where you are in your vibration, you will hopefully on a more positive or maybe just a neutral stance will feel like this is as it needs to be, and look at what I'm learning, and look at who I'm meeting, and if people ask questions, I may be able to impart something to them, or I may be learning, and I will be learning, not or. You'll be learning as you engage, and
right.
It makes that experience even richer. Yeah, that's a really
well
nice
said.
That's a
good
really
message.
Nice thing. Yeah, both messages today have been.
Yeah, really good.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. And I love your sports commentary. I'm telling you, look into doing a podcast. So if you guys need to get – no, for real. If you guys – I'm not even kidding. If you guys want to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we'll be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take excellent care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Bye.